Welcome to this audio introduction to the exhibition Conceal or Reveal, Disabled, Deaf and Neurodivergent Artists Driving Creativity. This introduction will take 6 minutes to listen to. Go to any gallery in the country and you are sure to find works of beauty and creativity by disabled, deaf and neurodivergent artists, whether in sculpture, paint or performance. Yet looking at the labels, you might never know their personal stories. Too often, they remain hidden. Disability is often seen as a dirty word, an insult, or something to conceal, instead of what it is, people's life experience and not a shameful secret. It can be a creative force pushing artists to tell new stories or develop new ways of creating. The artists featured in this exhibition were all influenced by their disability, deafness, or neurodivergence. These stories show that disability history is vivid, bold, and complex. It has often been misinterpreted or ignored, and is a story that can only be told by those who have lived it. That's why this exhibition was produced with Curating for Change, who work to ensure that deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent people are represented in museums, to make their voices heard as curators. The exhibition is presented in 6 sections. Ways of Creating spotlights the creative response to physical disability. Ways of Sensing celebrates artists who are deaf or visually impaired. Ways of Experiencing follows the journeys of neurodivergent artists and those suffering mental illness. Ways of Presenting challenges the public perception of disability. Ways of Crafting reclaims this once undervalued occupation as art. And Ways of Communicating highlights the inventive adaptations created to enable connection. Within each section, you are invited to listen to a dramatised conversation between a visually impaired art aficionado and their sighted companion who knows absolutely nothing about art. We hope that this creative interpretation will make a more accessible and entertaining way of experiencing the audio description of the exhibition. The conversation will introduce the themes of each section and its contents, whilst then focusing on one particular item for deeper discussion. 2 further items from each section will be accompanied by an individual audio description. These extra descriptions can be accessed by scanning the Navi lens or the QR code nearby. 4 items in the exhibition have text from the co-production group, disabled co-curators who have provided a response to the items they have experienced. These items are Croix de Cagne by Renoir in Ways of Creating, Avon Gorge and Hotwell by Turner in Ways of Sensing, Pink Rain and Pain by George Harding in Ways of Experiencing, and The Shoe Belonging to Joseph Borowlawski in Ways of Presenting. At the end of the exhibition, you will find the section Ways of Responding. Here you will have an opportunity to reflect on your experience and record a response. This section will also be audio described. Entering the exhibition through this doorway, a long rectangular room stretches before you. On your left is the section Ways of Communicating. Further along this left-hand wall is Ways of Responding, and then Ways of Presenting. In the far left-hand corner is a side entrance and exit. On your right is the section Ways of Sensing. Further along, Ways of Creating, then Ways of Crafting, a side entrance, and in the far right corner, Ways of Experiencing. The far wall opposite you displays the introduction to the exhibition that you have just listened to. Conceal or Reveal has been produced by Curating for Change and Bristol Culture and Creative Industries. The project was made possible with funding and support from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and Art Funds, and with thanks to National Lottery Players. Curating for Change is an England-wide initiative delivered by Screen South through their Accentuate programme. The curators are Joe Barlow with Freya Purcell, Head of Accentuate is Esther Fox, the co-production group is Doreen Lindgaard, Emma Blackmore, Jesse Cooper, Phil Gingell, Ruth Pickersgill, and Tian Moxon-Riedlin. For Bristol Museum, the Exhibition and Displays Manager is Stephen Bradley, History Curator Lee Hutchinson, Public Programmes Manager Karen MacDonald, and Curating for Change project manager is Emily Goff. The creative audio description was written and performed by Charlotte Whitten, featuring Douglas Walker, with script editing by Adam Elms. Why are we here? I know nothing about art, and you can't see the art. This isn't for us.
I disagree. Art is for everyone. It's an experience, not just a single sight or a sound or a feeling, but all of them together, telling a story that reaches out to all of us. Yes, all of us. Even me, who is visually challenged, and you, the educationally challenged.
Oh, ha ha.
This exhibition is important to me. It's all about disabled artists, their contribution to art, and how their lives shaped the art that they made. Come on, you tell me what you see, and I'll tell you what it is and why it's important.
So, I'm the eyes and you're the brain.
Sounds good. Let's go.
That is the end of this introduction. We hope you enjoy the exhibition.